Unit 3, page 28, exercise 3.
Super Reads. Get graphic. This week, Super Reads is all about graphic novels. What are they exactly? Are they easy to read? And how are they different from other books?
1.
What is a graphic novel? A graphic novel tells a story, just like a prose novel. However, it uses words and pictures, and sometimes only pictures, to get its message across. In some ways, graphic novels are similar to movies, with dialogue, sound effects, and motion lines that suggest movement. In other ways, they are similar to poetry, using images and colour to suggest feelings and mood. Just like other novels, they use literary techniques, like symbolism and metaphor. And they often explore the same themes, such as adventure, belonging, and self-discovery.
2.
Can you give an example? The Arrival, by Sean Tan, is a good example of a graphic novel, and it tells the story of a journey. A young man leaves his home and his family in search of a better life. The Arrival uses pictures rather than words as it follows his journey to a new land with new opportunities. The story opens with a sequence of small pictures showing someone packing a suitcase with personal items. The gloomy colours in the picture create a feeling of sadness. On the next page, the perspective changes, and we see the suitcase on a table and the man and woman carefully closing it. The final picture shows the family walking along the street outside. There is the shadow of a dragon's tail on the wall that looks dark and threatening. It's a symbol of the danger they want to escape.
3.
So when did people start using pictures to tell stories? People have been telling stories with pictures for thousands of years, from early cave paintings to hieroglyphs to medieval tapestries. In the 20th century, comic books continued this visual tradition, combining words and pictures in a sequential narrative. The pictures showed emotion, perspective, and mood in a much more immediate way than words. And by the 1940s, comics had become incredibly popular. Millions of people read their tales of superheroes and supervillains every week. However, in the 1950s, things changed. Comic books began to be associated with poor literacy. They were seen as less mature than real books because of their text bubbles and simple storylines. In the 1960s, this criticism, combined with the rise of TV, meant that fewer and fewer people read comic books. However, some people still loved them, and in the 1970s, more sophisticated comic books were created with longer, more complex narratives. They explored characterization, theme, and symbols in the same way as serious literature. These books were the first graphic novels.
4.
But are graphic novels easier to read than prose books? Not really. People think they are easier because readers don't have to imagine the characters, settings, and action. And imagery and metaphor are often visual and may seem simpler to interpret. However, it's not always easy to figure out visual clues or to understand how the story develops and how meaning changes from one panel to the next. When you read a graphic novel, you need literary reading skills and visual literacy skills. You need to understand images as well as prose. The skills we use when we read graphic novels help us navigate the other visual narratives that we see around us every day.